This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. President Trump's Election Integrity Commission is asking states for detailed data on voters. This has many elections officials upset. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what does the commission want?
This commission has sent a letter to election officials in all 50 states, and they're asking for the names, addresses, the date of birth, the party affiliation, and the records of whether or not people voted back to 2006. And they're also asking for Social Security number information, like the last four digits. And reaction has not been very good.
Well, what have the election officials in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana had to say about it?
Well, in Ohio, John Husted, who is a Republican and also a candidate for governor and the Secretary of State in charge of these records, has basically said, no, I'm not giving you private confidential information like Social Security numbers. And everything else in Ohio is available to anyone. Anyone can go online and look up, you know, individual voters or groups of voters. So the information is public, but he is not going to give away private information that he has. State of Kentucky, where Allison Lundgren Grimes, Democrat, is Secretary of State, she has absolutely said, no, I am not cooperating with this in any way, shape, or form. She said there's not enough bourbon in Kentucky to make this make sense. And she's not going to help them in what she thinks is a voter suppression effort. In Indiana, the Republican Secretary of State, Connie Lawson, has said, look, we have certain information that is public that we will provide you, but we will not provide you personal information like Social Security numbers on voters.
So let's straighten this out about what is public. So some things are public and they're willing to share those, or that's public and they're saying, go find it yourself.
Well, I think they're saying basically go find it yourself. I mean, you know, there's a database in Ohio that anybody can get access to. And as far as Social Security numbers, the last four digits, those only come into play generally when a person casts a provisional ballot. They're just saying, no, we don't want to cooperate with this because we just don't like trying to build some kind of national voter database. This is for the states. States run elections, not the national government.
So you've told us about Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. There are 47 other states. What are they saying?
About half of them, at least, have either just flat-out refused or have said, you know, no private information will be given. We'll, you know, whatever public information is out there is out there. So, you know, there's been a pretty big revolt. In Mississippi, Republican Secretary of State said, told them they can go jump in the Gulf of Mexico. And he said that Mississippi is a very good place to jump into the Gulf of Mexico from.
So they've had some pretty strong reactions.
Yes, they have. And they're just not buying into this. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it's Republicans and Democrats both.
Well, tell us what President Trump is saying to the revolt among all the states that are saying no way.
Well, he's angry. I mean, he's angry about the reaction that he's getting. The commission is supposedly looking at voter fraud. He made the claim after the election that there were 3 to 5 million people who voted illegally. There is absolutely no credible evidence of that. But this commission was formed, and it's supposed to look at voter fraud and the potential for voter fraud and try to eliminate it. And President Trump has said, well, what do these states have to hide? Well, what they're not hiding, they say. We're protecting people's private information.
Why did he create this commission?
Well, he created it because he believes that there was this widespread fraud because he lost the popular vote. He won the Electoral College, but he lost by at least 3 million votes to Hillary Clinton in the popular vote, and he believes that many people voted illegally. And there's just not really any real credible evidence of that.
What does the commission want to do with the information?
Well, that's a good question, too. Nobody knows. Nobody really knows what they want to do with this information. Do they want to just build this big database? Do they want to analyze it? Do they want to pass laws? Do they want to, you know, it's a mystery.
So is there any chance that tri-state election officials will change their minds or be persuaded to provide this info?
I don't think so. I mean, they made some very strong statements, whether it was a Republican elections official or a Democratic elections official. They just want no part of it. And I think, personally, this thing will just collapse of its own weight.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.